This is Rex Weighs In by Bluebell Star, a Star Wars Clone Wars fanfic. It is rated T and no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship Cody / Obi-Wan Kenobi and has the additional tags POV Rex, POV Outsider, Cody-Wan, Our Oblivious Idiots. Rex has had enough. Rex doesn't meddle, but he's making an exception. Anakin is no help. Rex tells it like it is. Rex is so done. Rex is a good bro. Rex is a little shit. Cody's name is Kote. Summary. Rex isn't the kind of trooper who likes to meddle in the affairs of his comrades. But by the Force, Cody and Kenobi have pushed him to it. Captain Rex was not the kind of person who usually tended to interfere in the lives of his brothers. Honestly, he wasn't. He had far too much on his plate on any given day to worry about meddling in the affairs of his fellow troopers. Keeping the 501st alive and out of trouble, as much as he could, and of course, putting up with the crazy antics of General Skywalker and Commander Tano, they'd make him old before his time, was more than he could handle, even on a good day. So it should be obvious that Rex really wasn't a meddler. He liked to leave that for troopers who didn't have two, occasionally three if General Kenobi was around, crazy Jati to babysit. But by the Force, there were some times that Rex itched to meddle. More precisely, there were entire campaigns when Rex longed to break his rule of non-interference. What were those campaigns, you might ask? Every single time the 501st went into battle beside the 212th. But that's General Kenobi's battalion, you'd probably protest. Rex knew. Oh, Force did Rex know. Because that, in a nutshell, was the whole Criffing problem. Don't get Rex wrong. The 212th was a brilliant battalion. They were led well and had some of the finest troopers in the Grand Army of the Republic. General Kenobi was a general that any trooper would be honored to serve under. Commander Cody was probably the finest and best of all his brothers, at least didn't suck as much as the rest of his cohort. Separately, Rex had nothing but praise for the pair of them. In fact, on any given day, those two were more likely to end this Criffing war than any other general and their commander. They were the best. Rex respected and admired and even loved them for that. Honest, he did. It was just, Rex tried not to feel disloyal for thinking it, that if you left the two of them for more than 10 seconds outside of a battle, they immediately began with the staring. It wasn't just the occasional glance to make sure the other was there and unharmed. Rex could understand that. He certainly did it often enough with General Skywalker and Ahsoka. It was part and parcel of their jobs. But it wasn't that. Oh no. The rest of the Gar wasn't that lucky. Rex wasn't that lucky. Cody and Kenobi's staring was worse. Much worse. It was the full-on, heavy, we're the only two people in the entire galaxy kind of staring. It was the kind of soul-gazing that said, I love you, but you'll never love me because I'm a Jedi and you think I'll choose that over you. Or, I love you, but you'll never love me because I'm just a clone. It was the kind of oblivious staring that, frankly, could have been avoided if the two stubborn men would just have a conversation like adults and not some shinies fresh off the line from Kamino. But Rex wasn't bitter or anything. On viewing the two Criffheads, one might be forgiven for not immediately recognizing that they were, respectively, the Negotiator, a.k.a. one of the finest and best examples of a Jedi alive, and a Karkay Marshal Commander, a.k.a. one of the most stoic and professional troopers anyone had ever met. One might forget that these two were feared men, that they had led troops into battle without faltering, and won victories most people could never have dreamed of. But somehow, that just went out the window whenever those two locked gazes. And it could go on for hours. Rex was not shitting you. He, General Skywalker, and Ahsoka had once left the two idiots staring at each other in the hangar, gone through checkups in the medbay, which would give you an accurate idea of how much they'd wanted to escape the aforementioned hopeless staring, and then come back 3 hours later, only to find them exactly where they'd left them. Still staring. But the staring wasn't the worst of it. It was pretty bad and certainly contributed to the slowly crumbling remains of Rex's sanity. What little he had left after dealing with Anakin, Force Tosser, Skywalker. It wasn't the staring that finally pushed Rex beyond endurance. It was the pining. The never-ending, puppy-dog-eyed, self-deprecating pining. Honestly, if Rex had to endure one more late-night communication or desperate Coruscanti bar hop so Cody could drown his sorrows, he was going to go absolutely bantha-shit crazy. Really, Rex didn't want to hear about how perfect General Kenobi was. He didn't care how he looked when he was mid-battle, single-handedly dispatching clankers with nothing but his lightsaber and the Force. Rex didn't need to hear about the shades of red, ginger, and auburn that glistened in Kenobi's hair and beard. He couldn't care less about the way the general listened to his men, refused medical treatment in their favor, or selflessly did something or other in the name of his battalion. Rex didn't want to get woken up in the middle of the night so Cody could rhapsodize on the color of Kenobi's eyes, or the way he moved on the battlefield. And he certainly didn't want to endure another panic attack from his older brother after Cody accidentally walked in on his general while he was changing and copped an eyeful of Kenobi's naked chest. Rex didn't care. He just wanted to get through the war without having to hear way too much information about a respected superior. Cody loved General Kenobi. Rex knew that, and he was pleased for him. There was no one better for his self-sacrificing older brother. Rex also knew that Kenobi loved Cody. The amount of times he had to muffle his laughter when General Skywalker had muttered, "Get a room," under his breath, looking at the two of them, was uncountable. Also, Rex might have accidentally overheard General Skywalker teasing General Kenobi about his affections for Commander Cody one night aboard the Resolute. Rex might not have had the misfortune of long-winded soliloquies about Cody from Kenobi, but that didn't mean he didn't know how the general felt. It was obvious. You just had to look at him. Jedi was so in love, it was obvious. It had to be if even Anakin Skywalker could see it. So while Rex was not the kind of man who liked to meddle in the affairs of other people, he felt he'd established that for those two, he had been forced to make an exception. It was late when Rex finally snapped. It was the end of shift, and the five of them were in one of the briefing rooms. They just finished reporting to the Jedi Council. Another mission, another crazy stunt by Skywalker, another exasperated sigh from Kenobi. The usual. Ahsoka, Commander Tano, was all but asleep at the far end of the table, head resting on the cool table, a mug of calf discarded by her elbow. General Skywalker was nearby, his feet propped up on the table, talking quietly with Kenobi about something or another that may or may not have had something to do with his wife, Senator Amidala. Skywalker was even less subtle than Cody and Kenobi, but that was possibly because everyone in the room knew that they were married. Rex and Cody had been comparing reports on the antics of their generals. Despite popular opinion, General Kenobi was a little shit who apparently loved irritating the Seppies. Rex had even been enjoying the conversation. It was nice to let go a little and relax with his favorite older brother while there was no chance of him waxing poetic about one of Kenobi's many stunning attributes. And then it happened. Because the Force hated Rex. Cody turned his head at the same time Kenobi did, their eyes locked, softening and filling with all the emotions that both would deny the other felt for them. The atmosphere filled with love and longing. So thick and unbearable that even non-Force-sensitive Rex felt it clearly. Rex felt his gaze drawn to General Skywalker. Skywalker, because he secretly enjoyed Rex's misery, was smirking, looking for all the world like he was watching a particularly entertaining holovid. Rex knew he would get no sympathy from his general. He turned again, watching the cycle of pain, love, longing, love, want, love, mirrored in amber and blue eyes. Every conversation with Cody for the past Force knows how long flashed through his mind. Every single stare followed after. Every injury one had received in defense of the other came next, over and over again, building each time until Rex could take it no longer. He looked from his brother to his general's former master, frustration with the two oblivious idiots erupting within his chest. "For Force's sake, just bloody kiss already!" Red-cheeked, Cody and Kenobi could only stare open-mouthed at Rex. That suited Rex just fine. He grabbed Skywalker by the arm, gently woke a groggy Ahsoka, and marched the two from the room. By the door, Rex paused, turning to glare severely back at the stunned duo. "General Kenobi? Sir, Cody has been in love with you since he laid eyes on you on Kamino. Kote, I've tried telling you before, but maybe now you'll listen to me. That man feels the same way. You love each other. So," Rex offered a bracing smile, "just criffing, talk to each other, and work something else, because we, and I mean the entire Gar, have had enough of your needless pining. Rex, out." Rex saluted crisply, turned on his heel, and marched from the room. His job was done.